Welcome back to the pregame show. Slavko Bekovic here now alongside the Lansing Lugnuts newcomer Dwight Smith Jr. Dwight, first of all, welcome to Lansing.
Oh, nice to be here. Good to be here.
Now, you made your debut last night playing in the outfield there, and you went 1-for-3. What did it like to get that first hit out of the way, get that first game out of the way?
It's always good to get out the way early and so I can kind of settle in, get relaxed, and kind of let the game come to me.
You were born in Peachtree City, Georgia.
Yeah.
What's that town like?
It's nice little laid-back town, pretty quiet. That's how I like it. But in the baseball crowd, though, it's kind of different, being loud people, a lot of noise, and you got to adjust to it.
Where in Georgia is that located? Is that kind of like an older establishment?
Yeah, kind of. It's like 30 minutes south of Atlanta, downtown Atlanta. And it's it's basically countryside with suburb, countryside mix. And you can ride around on the golf carts and all that stuff to get around town.
Is there any big sports out there? Is it a big baseball town, football maybe?
It's a big football town. A couple guys came out of that area. Calvin Johnson came out of that area. And Alec Ogletree just got drafted. There's a few athletes, country strong guys out there.
Are you a big football fan yourself?
Yeah, I'm a big football fan, big Falcons fan.
Do you root for any college football teams, Georgia Bulldogs?
No, I signed my letter of intent with Tech, so I'm not a big Georgia Bulldog fan.
Now, your father, Dwight Smith Sr., played 8 major league seasons, well-known with the Cubs, played with the Braves and Angels as well. What did you learn from him growing up? How close was he involved in your getting involved in baseball?
He was the main reason, basically, why I got involved in it. I always followed him around. I was following his footsteps and wanted to be like him, so he was the main reason why I wanted to play.
How much do you remember of, you know, him being a major leaguer and you being around and just kind of learning from the guys and just being around the clubhouses?
I remember like it was yesterday for the most part. My most memorable moment was when they won the World Series in 95 with the Braves, and I was in the clubhouse, and that's the only memory I really have, and that was pretty wild.
1989, it was number 2 rookie of the year to his teammate. Does he still talk about that at all?
Yeah. Yeah, he still talks about it. He still says, I want it, but it's good. You got 2 teammates same year, rookie of the year. That's pretty impressive.
Now, we heard that he might be a pretty good singer as well. He apparently used to sing the anthem every once in a while, especially in Peoria.
Yeah, he could sing it. I don't have I got none of them talents. My 2 sisters did, though, but that's all good. I got the athletic gene.
Now, what do you think you take most from him?
Basically, the whole knowledge of the game, cover like every aspect, not just one part, just hitting. I cover it all, base running, defense. I take all of it with pride and basically all around, really.
Describe your experience last year. You started with Bluefield. What was it like there? You played about 40 games there.
Bluefield was different. it was like in West Virginia in the mountains where like it's kind of secluded from everybody else, but it was a nice baseball town, and people enjoyed us there, and I enjoyed playing there.
You ended up with a brief experience in Vancouver, quite a big ways away from Bluefield, right?
Yeah, right around the other side of the continent, and that was pretty nice too. Pulled about 4,000, 5,000 a night. That was a big jump, big difference. And I learned a few things there, and I just kept building on from there.
Now, you're here with Lansing now in low A. What are your goals for yourself this season?
My goals are just basically stay healthy and play as many games as I can, and just stay on the field and having fun, really, and let it fall as it may.
Now, when you look at the Slugnuts team, how well do you know the guys on the roster so far?
Oh, I know them all, like, pretty much. We all play together at one point, and we got good chemistry. It's just still early in the season. It'll come around soon.
Now, you spent most of the spring in extended spring training down in Florida. How did you find out that you were getting the call and coming up to Lansing?
My manager, he from Bluefield, Dennis Holmberg, he told me. He pulled me in the office right after we were about to play a game, and he pulled me in and told me I was excited and we're getting ready to go and just happy to play in full season.
If someone asked you to describe yourself as a ball player in the field and at the plate, what would you tell them?
He can do it all. Just got to be ready for anything and because as soon as you think he won't do something, he'll do it, and he'll pull a few surprises on you. I'll say that much.
As an early round pick, you know, first supplemental round, do you hold any higher expectations for yourself?
Yeah, I pretty much put a lot of expectation on myself. I just try to be the best I can be, and that's all I can ask for at the end of the day.
That's Lugnuts outfielder Dwight Smith Jr. making his second game tonight with the Lansing Lugnuts in the lineup and playing left field tonight. So good luck to him and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll be back with more Lansing Lugnuts pregame show right here on 92.1 Big Country.